Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Bet you know what the show's all about. And it's not Star Wars. It's the people who play that music. Welcome in. This is a Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. And the ladies who have made this possible over the years are with us today. And we're talking about the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra. Sarah Lynn Hayes, who's the chair of this illustrious group of volunteers who are doing such good work, and Betty Plum, who is the development director, I'll call her, that sounds good enough, are here with us today because I got so excited about that concert from Saturday night. I said, hey, we got to get these ladies back on because you rocked the house at Sullivan Middle School with the movie themes. It was unbelievable. It's hard to believe that you can take a high school auditorium, put 63 pieces of instruments up there, and they can play just like it's off a Hollywood movie theater. It was great.
Absolutely.
Quality was wonderful. The soloist was outstanding. Susie Peppers.
Woo.
I mean, she really had the Broadway voice, did she not?
She reminded me of Barbara Streisand.
Yes.
Here we are. So, the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra, let's get started with a little bit of introductions. Tell me a little bit, Sarah Lynn, about your background, for people who haven't met you before.
Just very involved in the arts all of my life, and then one of the opportunities I had to work with Rock Hill Schools really invested me into the arts, and from there, serving on the South Carolina Arts Commission, and being a master of none of the arts, but dabbling in all, just kind of ended up here. Played the violin, the piano, the organ, all of that. So it became a natural fit, and I'm very, very grateful for the opportunities to work with such a wonderful group of people.
Okay, Betty Plum, try to top that.
Oh, my goodness, I cannot do that. I did take piano starting at age of 6. Up through high school, but my love for the arts stretches between music, theater, choral, but mostly as an advocate for over 30 years as executive director of the South Carolina Arts Alliance. And so arts and arts education has been near and dear to our whole family, literacy, all important. I'd never done anything with a symphony, and in retirement, I thought, why not learn about something new? And it is totally a business like none other.
It is something. So how did this, if you can remember, how did this all come about? Who came up with this idea and said, you know, we need to have a series in here?
It's our first violinist, Dr. William Terwilliger, and he and some of his cohorts from SC Phil in Columbia were coming up I-77, and there was a group of four or five of them, and they started talking, who doesn't have a symphony? Hey, Rock Hill doesn't have a symphony. To which they said, let's start one. And that's kind of how it happened, with a few people coming together. And within a very few short months, it expanded beyond that. And since then, it has just taken off, even in spite of COVID.
Yeah, I was going to say, COVID kind of put a wrinkle in everybody's lifestyle, including the symphony orchestra.
Right.
But here you are. And my gosh, it's hard to believe that you just finished your 7th season. That's what's right. Remarkable to me. Where has time gone?
Correct. Two years with Maestro Christopher James Lees. We couldn't be happier. We couldn't be luckier. And our audience loves him. He has just energized every ticket buyer that comes. People talk about him and can't get enough of him.
Well, I tell you what, if you're curious about who this guy is, just go to WRHI.com and go to the Straight Talk page and just put in the Christopher James Lees and listen to one of the shows that I've done with. I mean, he is a character. He really is. And he really shows, I think, a lot about his personality when they do things like the Christmas concert or the Halloween concert, and he comes out dressed as Batman.
Right.
I mean, what maestro would come out dressed as Batman? But people love him. They absolutely love him.
And he has a very quick wit, too. You know, when something happens, like in the previous concert, the lights were blinking, and he brought something, and how shining that group was. And we were doing another one somewhere, and the train came by.
Oh, it happened. Oh, yes, it happened when we did Bach and Bruce, and the train whistle blew, and then he waited, and then went ahead and got the group playing again, and the horn went off again. And he just makes it all work. He said, I'm a conductor, but not that kind of conductor.
Good for him. Okay, so let's talk about season number 8. You've got, 5 concerts?
All right, yes.
Go ahead, tell me about
it. That's just the beginning. We start earlier this year. Our first concert is on Saturday, August the 23rd at 7:30. And the topic is friendship and faith for this one. And we're having a violinist, William Saab, who is going to be doing the Violin Concerto No. 1 in G minor. We have the Appalachian Overture of American composer. We're also having Mendelssohn's Reformation Symphony No. 5. So we're very, very exciting. Another outstanding violinist solo for that one.
So who comes up with these ideas as to what we're going to play?
Well, it really comes to Christopher. Not only is he our conductor, he is the music director.
Right.
So he has the responsibility. And it's a team effort, looking at what available dates he has, working with the personnel manager, who is also our first cello player, the school district for the facilities, what else is happening in this area that we compete against. It is just patchwork, which is why we start so very early in the year planning ahead.
Just lining up the musicians, because they come from all over the place.
They do.
And they converge on Sullivan, which is where we've been holding these concerts. And you got to arrange all the dates with them. I need I need 15 violinists. I need, whatever.
Right.
So the musicians sign an availability form that they believe they will be there. And so that gives us, we know how many we need for each performance. And then they get a contract for that. And if something happens, they're certainly flexible and able to make changes. But you have to stay organized. And Christopher and Ryan Nod and Ying, they are just all wonderful at helping us. And I have to say enough about operations, too, with Lynette Neal, because she has been such a delight to work with the school system and facilities, and then Dr. Przinski, principal at Sullivan. So it truly is a team effort.
And really is I think, a very nice venue. The acoustics in that auditorium, I don't know who pulled all that together, but it was there. And my first concert there, I sat in the back. I was almost in the last row, and I whipped out my iPhone and just sat there and recorded. It was just as clear there as if I was sitting in row number 10. It's amazing. Good acoustics.
Christopher loves the acoustics there, and that is number one for him about any venue we play at, to get there to check out the acoustics. And, of course, the lighting, which always seems to work beforehand, but then that's another story. But acoustics is very important, and he's very pleased with it there.
All right, so we got the first concert on the 23rd of August, Friendship and Faith. Then next one is?
On Sunday, October the 26th at 4 p.m.
All right.
And that one's called Songs and Stories. And this is really our family concert. So this one is free to the public. Come. We have a lot of our Suzuki violin students from Casey Mink that perform, that show us that if you want a symphony, you have to start with supporting these young players and all. And then we will also go to perform with Rock Hill School District, 3 on the next day, and then a private school or 2 on the following day. So it's a series of concerts for that particular time.
So there's more to the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra than just playing for a paying audience. I mean, you're doing a lot of stuff to outreach.
Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Elda Franklin writes grants, and she is absolutely phenomenal. I have to put in a good plug for her. So she has been our grant writer that has helped us to receive from the Arts Commission, founders, and just all types of sources that makes that happen for us.
Yeah, because this is not an inexpensive undertaking.
Absolutely not.
That's right, and we've kind of endeavored to now have an event or a performance throughout the year. So if we're not at Come See Me or Christmasville or summer events, besides our concerts, there's always something going on with the symphony. We just had a few musicians at the kickoff dinner for Ag and Art last weekend. So we're kind of everywhere. We're hoping to reach as many people as we can to let them know we're here. We're so accessible, and we want everybody to come and experience the Rock Hill Symphony and Christopher Lee's.
Well, you've done a good job taking this show on the road. I mean, I can remember, let's see, what was the event where we actually came down to Fountain Park to introduce the...
The BMX.
The BMX.
International World Racing. Yes, yeah. That was exciting. And the city, asked for a brand new piece, so it was composed by a Grammy-winning composer working with Christopher. He has friends everywhere. He knows how to bring the best soloists, writers, composers, producers. So that was a wonderful event.
All right, so we got through concert number two. Concert number three...
That is our Christmas concert, The Magic of Christmas.
And now let's stop right now. If you don't get tickets for your whole family,
absolutely,
you really are missing an opportunity to put everybody in the Christmas spirit.
Absolutely.
It's a 4 o'clock concert, as I'm looking here.
That's right.
And
it's a little bit later this year, December the 21st. So many people are home from college, and it's just such a warm family event.
Oh, yeah.
Also, it's going to be a little bit longer this year at the request of our patrons and guests. They said 1 hour just wasn't enough. And so we are an hour and a half with an intermission.
Isn't that nice? That is great.
We send out surveys after each concert, and we really do pay attention to what people say, and that was predominant in the comments. It was fabulous, but it was too short. So Christopher says, I can do that. I can
build a problem.
Not a problem.
Not a problem. All right, so that's December. And then we skip to February.
And then we come to American Adventures, and that one is, let me see, scoot over here just one more second. That one is has some great ones like Adagio for Strings by Barber and Copland's Billy the Kid.
Oh, my.
And we just mentioned a few minutes ago about the RHSO's commissioned for the city, Champions Come to Rock Hill.
That's it.
And so you will hear it. It has been, added more musicians and more instruments to it, and is going to be a tremendous presentation to the community. And we'll also have a world premiere for flute and orchestra by Jeremy Lamb. And Victor Wang, who is the principal flautist of the Charlotte Symphony, will be there as well. So that should be, that's why we call it Adventures. And
you know, these musicians, I mean, they are so talented. And I know they do this professionally for a living. I got it. But, I mean, I sit there and watch. I just like to, I got to watch a lot of things, but to see how in sync they are. Nobody's playing bad notes.
Oh, no.
Nobody's playing them out of rhythm. I mean, everybody, and you've got 60-some pieces up there. I don't know how they do that.
63 musicians, the most ever we've had on the stage yet. Every square inch is taken up. They're just that good. They get their music a couple weeks in advance. They work on it. They come together. That show we just had Saturday was a one rehearsal performance.
That's such an amazing.
They're that good.
Yeah, they're that good.
They're that good, and they want to play for Christopher because he is the best, and so it's very symbiotic. So we all benefit from it, the audience and the community.
And people need to understand, when I've done these programs with Christopher James Lees, he's a conductor in a number of different places.
Yes.
All over the country.
Yes.
And the fact that he would come to Rock Hill, South Carolina, I know he lives up in Charlotte, but I mean, to come down here and do the magic that he's doing,
yeah,
I think that speaks volumes for what you all have been able to do in terms of assembling what somebody of his caliber wants to have to do what we're doing.
We're
very, very grateful. Again, everybody gets along, works together, and we have the same vision of bringing quality music to this community. And Christopher is the key because that's who people see. Mm-hmm. And the musicians because that's who people hear.
And what do they say? Music is the international language of the world. It is.
I don't care
what your background is, what your color is, what your ethnicity, whatever. Come and sit down and listen.
Yeah.
It'll move you, I guarantee it. All right, what's the last concert we're going to have?
The last one. We're back to Broadway again.
There you go.
It's like the one we finished. That's May the 3rd, and that also is a 4 p.m. concert. May is such a busy time for everyone, so we are hoping that this time will work for everybody, and it's back to Broadway. This one is going to be just as fun, as exciting as the one that we just finished. We will have Stephen Swartz songs, Andrew Lord Webber, Richard Rodgers, music from Wicked, Phantom of the Opera, one of my favorites, a chorus line, carousel, just
Broadway.
So much more to bring.
Broadway. All right, what we're going to do is take our mid-program break and remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relaxer with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments of Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, these ladies are bright, they're intelligent, and they know what I'm about to do, which is embarrass them. We do fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week here at Substation 2. The magic formula is in the white letters. Are we all ready? One, two, three.
Slice, 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 slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
Attention sublovers, Substation 2 is turning 39 and we're celebrating. This is Charlie Ruffalo. Be one of the first 39 customers through our doors on June 6th and win one free sub every month for an entire year. But wait, there's more. The next 39 customers will snag an incredible 39% discount on any one order placed by June 5th, 2026. It's a sandwich sensation at Substation 2. Come join us June 6th as we celebrate 39 years of mouth-watering subs and salads. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
The Piedmont Medical Center Women's Tower at our Rock Hill campus boasts fully furnished labor and delivery rooms and family care suites. Our Level 3 NICU is equipped to provide advanced medical treatments for premature infants and infants who may have complications. Inside the Women's Tower, families begin bonding with their special deliveries in private family care suites, allowing mom and baby to relax with ease. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Sandwich lovers, Substation 2 is celebrating another year of deliciousness. This is Charlie Ruffalo. For 39 years, Substation 2 has been creating signature subs piled high with premium meats and cheeses and big, crisp salads with lots of fresh veggies. On June 6th, our first 39 customers will win one free sub every month for an entire year. And the next 39 customers will snag an incredible 39% discount on any one order. Enjoy a taste of tradition crafted with love for 39 years and counting. Substation 2, where every bite is a celebration. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We have with us Sarah Lynn Hayes, who is the chair of the board of directors for the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra, and Betty Plum, who's also a member of the board, but also ahead of all the development kind of stuff. So you take this symphony orchestra on the road a number of times, right?
We do. We're not always at Sullivan. You can find us other places. For instance, Saturday, June 21st, we have a brand new event that our operations manager, the fabulous Erica Smith, has put together called the World Music Day. So it's a progressive day of music at local venues.
All right.
So you can have a woodwind trio playing at Knowledge Perk from 9:30 to 11. Then go hear a brass quintet playing at Hobo's from 11:30 to 1, or have a string quartet playing at your dinner restaurant from 6:30 to 8. We don't have the name of that restaurant yet. That's being confirmed. But this is a great way to enjoy music, great symphonic music, and also support our local vendors and restaurants. So that's really important to us. To
so what's,
be a part
what's
of
the date for this again?
And that's Saturday, June 21st.
June 21st. All
right. Right. And that doesn't cost anything. You just go and have a cup of coffee or whatever you would normally do at the restaurant, but you've got this live music playing at the same time. So it's going to be a fun event to jump from one to the other all day long.
Oh, yeah.
And then Wednesday, July 30th, this is something you're going to really want to attend, Manny, because it's our Lunch and Learn with Maestro Christopher Lees. And he is going to talk about, and this is the title of the Lunch and Learn, Imagining Beauty, Constructing the Symphony's Eighth Season. So those kinds of questions that you asked about, and vision, and where he comes up with these titles and these themes. He's very sensitive of what's going on in the world and in the local community at any given time, and he likes to weave that kind of experience into the music that he brings to the stage. So he's going to tell you all, you know, the little mysteries and the little answer the questions about how
I
does
get,
he
I gotta
do
stop
this.
Here because it just hit my head. You know, all the events of the world.
Yes.
With all the foolishness going on in Washington,
yeah.
D.C., we should be playing Darth Wars. I mean, the Star Wars.
We might.
Blow it up. All right, go ahead.
I can't say it for sure, but you never know.
Right.
So that is going to be Wednesday, July 30th. That's going to be held at the Center for the Arts from 11:30 to 1, and the lunch is catered by Melanie Rowe. It's going to be fabulous. We did it last summer and sold out all the seats. So it is limited seating, but please put that on your calendar. And then early in the fall, September 16th, which is the Tuesday, we bring back another Bach and Brews. And this time, we go to a new place. We go to Slow Play Brewery, and you'll hear Bach. But, of course, you'll hear some modern classic takes on pop music. So it's going to be fun. I don't think we'll hear The Train from there, but you never know. But and that's $25, and that includes a $5 drink credit. The doors will open at 6 and the concert at 7. So again, we are partnering with our local community and vendors, and that's really important to us. So
you get a lot on your plate.
We do. And earlier this summer, we've already had a sip and shop at Hickory Post. We had, of course, we were at Come See Me. We had a new event, Mozart and Mulligans, which was a fundraiser at the 19th hold at White Street Warehouses. We'll do anything to bring the symphony to Rock Hill.
Yes. Best way to get people to understand it is to expose them to it.
Absolutely.
Right?
And we're trying to make ordering tickets a lot easier. Customer-friendly way to choose what you really want to come and hear. So we've got several ways of doing that this season. We're real excited about this. So you can go to the two Masterworks in August and February and buy tickets for just those two. Or you can pick two or three of any of the four ticketed concerts we have, or you can purchase the full season, the two Masterworks, Holiday Concert, and Spring Pops. All of those come with the free family concert, of course. Or you can buy individual concert tickets, and they range from 30 to 75, depending on the seating chart, where you want to sit in the auditorium. We have a color-coded diagram on our website where you can pick out your seats. And then we even have student tickets at $5. That's at the door only. But so we're trying to make it us accessible and easy. We're always hearing, I've gotten a little confused of how to order my tickets and all this. Of course, sponsors is another thing. They don't have to worry about that as much. So, and you know about funders.
So, Sarah Lynn, you're doing a lot of things with partnerships through the community. And that's what's really ramping up. More and more people are getting involved with this. You're doing educational concerts. You're doing family stuff. I mean, that's all part of the drill, right?
That is exactly right. We are really trying to reach out with people who would like to bring music to their facility, their community, their students, whatever. We've talked with the people with the McGirt Center that's been refurbished and up, and we are looking to see what we might be able to do working together there. We have also met with Dr. Cerner, president of Winthrop University, and his staff had a phenomenal meeting about possibilities and what we might could do together next year, the next year, and even the next year. So the talks will continue. We worked this year with Westminster Catawba Christian School and brought a group to and Christopher Lees to them. So we are willing to reach out to partner with anybody, be it Clover or York or Fort Mill or anywhere that we can work to bring in partnership music to their.
Have you, I'm sure you have you seen the remodeled Burns Auditorium?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
And Betty and I and some others went to those opening concerts they had.
Yeah.
It was so comfortable and just such a joy to be back in such
beautiful.
A historic place. And
beautiful,
so
beautiful.
We are looking forward to working some in partnership.
Well, you're on the road, that's for sure. You're going lots of different places,
yeah.
You know. Next thing you know, you might even get a redneck like this over here to come to one of these. I'm going to drag him to the next concert. He needs to come, broaden his horizons, because all he knows is beach music.
Everyone is welcome. We love beach music, too.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the sponsorships. I mean, you've been growing the number of sponsors, and this is what you need.
It is critical. It is what we're all about. All the money goes to paying musicians and paying Christopher in the operations. So ticket sales, grants, corporate and individual sponsorships are all extremely important for us. And it's the only way that we can cover all the cost of running a professional symphony. And we have those sponsorships that pay above and beyond the cost of a ticket, because they know that they understand what it takes to do this and to expand every year and to try to be in more places. But our sponsorships also get perks based on the funding level they come in. And they can come in at $100 as friends, go to $500 as partners, on up. You get perks such as a pre-concert brunch with our musicians and Christopher Lees. You get preferred parking up close. People love that. A season opening reception before the first concert. Sit in on the rehearsals. People enjoy doing that. You might be wanting a half-page ad in our concert booklet. All these perks are listed and are ways that you can benefit from us while we benefit from you. So it's really important that we have our financial support.
So, Sarah Lynn, do we have volunteer opportunities, I would imagine?
Oh my gosh, do we need volunteers? We have a phenomenal group of people who are very, very faithful and help under the leadership this year in the last few years of Gail DiGiorgio.
Oh yeah.
And with her coordination of parking and coming in and setting up and refreshments and everything, and working with Erica Smith, it has just been amazing. So we're always looking for more. You can tell with all the things that we are doing, we always need wonderful volunteers. And the good thing is, wherever we are, they get to hear the performance for free. But if you would like to do that, just leave us a message on our website or contact anyone who's on our board, and we would love to talk more about volunteers. But we definitely, as we expand our services, we would love to have more volunteers. This year, we honored one of our faithful volunteers with Bobby Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
And just what a delight and what a tremendous job she has done for several years helping us.
Well, you know, I now know we're going to get two more people to come to the concert series next year.
They were there.
Yeah, there they are.
And Mary, his mother was there. And love it.
Everybody but him, right?
He
needed
busy,
to be there.
We were in touch.
He was off playing golf or doing something stupid like that.
We were in touch.
We'll get him next time. All right, so to get more information, what are the websites?
Oh, you want to go to rhsymphony.org for everything, and just go to the top where you can see coming events, or you can see tickets, or you can see how to be a sponsor. And the phone number for tickets is 803 and questions, 329-7476.
7476.
Yes.
And I have to ask you about this, Sarah Lynn. You're telling me that you are now planning, not just for 2025 and 26, you're looking way, way, way down the road.
That is exactly right. We have to look ahead and get the musicians that we want. So once Christopher decides what opportunities we have for music and what he wants to do, we look ahead. We are very, very excited that we will be 10 years old in 2 years, and we want to do a phenomenal celebration of that.
Well, you got a tiger by the tail, I'll tell you that. This thing's growing, which I think is fabulous, and you all have done a great job getting it off the ground, nurturing it, growing it, putting some fertilizer on there, and getting it to where it is today. All right, well, that's it. You have to get to the rockhillsymphony.org, rhsymphony.org. That'll give you all the information.
Absolutely.
Go back and listen to a replay of this if you missed anything, but it is something, and it's well worth your time and your money to get involved with the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program for this, what is this, Thursday afternoon, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Now, I know you all are wondering about the intelligence factor over here, but trust me, they can do this, right? At the count of three, we're all going to tell everybody, and they're included, as to what goes on here at Substation 2. Are we ready now? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.